Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Under Par, celebrating life's great moments on and off the golf course, by Phil Calloway. Narrated by Kirby Hayborn. The Invitation. Some moments you never forget. The birth of a child, the death of a dog, the yes from a woman who will love you for life. I have experienced all three. When my son Stephen was 10, we shared another unforgettable moment. For the first time ever, he saw his dad stroll into the clubhouse under par. My clubs were batons in the hands of a great maestro that day. The greens threw out welcome mats. The fairways yawned widely. Balls, once wayward, funneled toward the hole and leaped into the cup like reunited lovers. I could do no wrong. They say that less than 3% of golfers ever finish under par. A handful of times I have joined them. On each occasion, I found myself humbly telling a friend or 12 about it. Yeah, so I, finished under par. A few were stunned. All were impressed. One said, "I'm sorry to hear that." To him, under par meant worse than expected, subpar, not very good, as in, "That ham and egg sandwich was under par. I'm feeling a little under par since eating it." I have experienced both meanings of the term under par. I imagine you have too. There are moments we celebrate and moments we tolerate. Days when life's fairways are wide as a yawn, and days they're as narrow as a keyhole. Exhilaration and exasperation, mountain tops and valleys, maternity wards and cancer wards. Life and golf can be cruel and wonderful. In this book, you'll find stories of friendship, hardship, failure, and grace. Whether or not you share my Christian faith, I think these stories will help you laugh and celebrate. They may tug at your tear ducts, too. Of course, it was necessary to conduct extensive research for this book. So I called my sons and my friends and hit the links, slicing, duffing, laughing, and telling stories. It was grueling work. By summer's end, three things had happened. First, I contracted a severe case of golfer's tan. When I walked from the changing room to the pool, teenagers wrinkled their pierced eyebrows at my leathery neck, my tanned legs, and what appeared to be little white socks. Second, I shaved 4 strokes from my handicap with a few simple tips and tricks I'll be happy to share with you. Third, and best of all, I came to better understand 36 life lessons this glorious and frustrating game can teach us if we listen. Principles that can help us get our lives back on course, focus on stuff that matters, and celebrate the golfer's favorite 4-letter word, hope, even on cloudy days. Thanks for joining me. Grab your clubs, maestro. Looks like we're up. 1. The Itch. Golf is so popular simply because it is the best game in the world at which to be bad. A.A. Milne. I've had it with winter. It's the middle of April, and dirty brown snowdrifts are hanging on, smothering the grass and choking the life out of the tulips. The thermometer claims it's 36 degrees. That's generous. Like my childhood dentist poking his head into the waiting room, winter keeps coming back, looking for victims. I have done all I can to ease the pain. I putt in the living room and chip onto the sofa. I watch the Golf Channel and flip through a coffee table book, 100 courses you can play, aware that I can't play a one of them. On the windward side of the Hawaiian island of Oahu is the Ko'ulau Golf Course. It mocks me from these colorful pages. Considered by many to be the toughest course on earth, Ko'ulau is set within an ancient volcano. Locals have dubbed it King Kong in a grass skirt, Monster Mash, Beauty and the Beast. They advise bringing
Sample complete. Ready to continue?